This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. A majority of U.S. consumers expect food prices to increase over the next year, according to the February Consumer Food Insights Report from the Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability at Purdue University. Purdue researchers surveyed 1,200 consumers across the country, and 64% of respondents are predicting food prices to rise at an average of 3.7%. Joe Balaktas, a professor of agricultural economics and the director of the center, said while food price inflation peaked at 11.3% in the summer of 2022, that figure has since dropped to just 2.6%.
Many consumers feel that prices continue to rise rapidly. So while food price inflation over the last year officially is 2.1%, respondents in our survey tell us food price inflation is much higher.
The results showed that, among other factors, the importance of food affordability was key among those who thought food prices would increase this year. Evansville-based Old National Bank has placed its chief financial officer, Brendan B. Falconer, on leave after he was charged last week with two counts of child molestation. In a public disclosure filed Monday morning, Old National said it placed Falconer on leave effective that day, quote, after the company became aware of a situation involving Mr. Falconer related to a personal matter unrelated to the company. The bank said Chief Strategy Officer John Morin will serve as interim CFO. The statement did not provide any details on the nature of that personal matter, and the bank declined to make any additional statements when contacted Monday by IBJ. Lakewood, New Jersey-based Avenues Recovery Center is getting set to open a new 120-bed drug and alcohol rehabilitation center in northern Indiana. The $10 million facility in Mishawaka will employ about 100 people when fully operational, a spokesperson said. The organization said the facility will offer detox and residential addiction treatment services for the Greater South Bend and Mishawaka area. The opening of the new facility comes months after another facility, Praxis Landmark Recovery in Mishawaka, had its license revoked by the Indiana Division of Mental Health and Addiction following the deaths of three individuals at the center. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Elanco Animal Health Incorporated said Monday it has reached an agreement with an activist investment firm that has been calling for a shakeup of the board and the dismissal of CEO Jeffrey Simmons. The Greenfield-based maker of animal vaccines, antibiotics, and other health products said that as part of the agreement with Ancora Holdings Incorporated, it will appoint two new independent directors supported by the investment firm to its board. The move will expand Elanco's board to 14 members, but will allow the company to avoid a messy proxy fight this spring over the future of the company and its leadership. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation is making up to $1 million in additional funding through its Community Collaboration Fund available, the agency said Monday. The funding is designed to support community-led projects that help accelerate entrepreneurial activity and resources throughout the state. The IEDC launched the pilot phase of the program last year, awarding $500,000 to 16 projects that supported programming such as startup accelerators and pitch competitions, one-on-one coaching and group education, mentorship and entrepreneurial ecosystem navigation, and student entrepreneurial education. It's been more than a decade since Indiana lawmakers authorized school districts to arm teachers, but it's nearly impossible to tell how many are packing. Requests to at least three state agencies and offices ended in denials and secrecy. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The Arnold Center for Investigative Journalism and the Indiana Capital Chronicle called 440 school districts and charter schools in Indiana over 6 months. Just 51 superintendents responded to reporters' questions for comment, 8 declined to speak to reporters, and 381 did not respond to calls or emails. The investigation found that the vast majority of respondent school districts haven't authorized staff carry and don't want to, even as the Indiana General Assembly offers up funds for training. And several districts that that do allow it aren't using the proffered money. But dozens of superintendents said they wanted more state help paying for school station law enforcement officials known as school resource officers. Legislators have put more money into K-12 education in the last several budget cycles, although an individual district might see cuts if its enrollment is dropping. Lawmakers gave school districts the authority to let their employees carry firearms at school a decade ago, but offered no training protocols until the 2023 change. Seven district applicants won a combined $102,000 allocation for staff firearms training in August 2023. The governor's office and the Department of Homeland Security declined to divulge the district's names. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Valparaiso University has partnered with an online education provider to offer three graduate healthcare degrees with the interests of working professionals in mind. The private university is working with Missouri-based Relearn It Incorporated to offer online a master's degree in public health, a master's degree in healthcare administration, and a post-professional doctor of occupational therapy degree, the company said this month. Relearn It offers a range of services to universities, including curriculum development, faculty recruitment, admissions, and marketing. According to its website, it targets education and professions that the Bureau of Labor Statistics identifies as high demand. Indiana University President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sheeran for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.